Want unlimited access to pedigree reports on more than 2 million foals for a low annual cost? Then BristNet's American Produce Records is for you. Updated in real time and available on demand at BristNet.com/APR and optimized for tablet and mobile. The APR Online is the place for instant access to a wealth of information on North American thoroughbreds dating back more than a century. The annual price, $275. Visit BristNet.com/APR and discover why American Produce Records has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations and why new generation is using APR Online.
He is the fastest horse I've ever seen. That's a quote from future Hall of Fame writer Steve Asmussen. He's the best looking horse I've ever bought. Another quote, this one from noted horseman David Engordo. And they're both talking about the same horse, Majestic Perfection. Sired by the late Harlan's Holiday, who currently ranks 7th on the North American sire list, Majestic Perfection won 5 of his 6 starts and was never beaten on a fast track. 4 of his wins were at 6 furlongs. 107-1, the new track record. 108-1, 108-3, 108-3 in the Grade 1 Alfred G. Vanderbilt Stakes, beating a future champion sprinter. He posted the 2 fastest buyer speed ratings of the year for distances up to a mile, 117 and 115. He could fly. This year, yearlings from his first crop sold for $285,000, $230,000, $220,000. And remember, he stands for $10,000 live foal, and he stands at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com. And let me point out that at the sales and at the races, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis, the horse capital of the world, bluegrass country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the thoroughbred industry. Now here's your host, Ursel Ellis.
Good morning, and we are at the clocker stand at the training center on out on the Paris Lexington Road. And sloppy track this morning. Track kind of resembles Elkhorn Creek. Not very many workers. It can work on it, though. I would think it had pretty good bottom to it. But I think we've had 2 or 3 works all morning long, and that's all. But quiet morning, but it hasn't been quiet at the races. They've been winning a lot of races out here just recently. And we'll get into that. What we're doing today, well, Mary Simon of course, that's Monet Mary from Rerun. She's going to stop by for a few minutes. We're hoping Dr. Doug Byers will make it this morning. If it isn't raining, I think he'll make it. If it's raining, Susan might not let him out of the house.
He might melt.
He might melt. Yeah, Doc, you're not going to melt. Come on.
Precious thing.
Right. Michael Blowen's back from his little trip out west, so he'll be here this morning. We're going to get Steve Moody on. They're running a pair of stakes down at the fairgrounds today. We can have him on sometime this morning. Of course, we always have Jackie's announcements. We're going to do some Joe Palmer. What he from American Racehorses in 1945. He wrote a nice story on Revolt, horse that I remember quite well. He was one of the leading 2-year-olds that year. Wasn't the leading 2-year-old. The top 3 handicaps that year was Star Pilot. That was the year of Spy Song, Assault, Hampton, that bunch. And also, we'll see if we can't get some reading one from his book, This Was Racing, a book of his columns.
Here comes Mary.
Here comes Mary coming now?
Mary, right there.
Well, that's very good. Okay.
And aren't we on the regular time next week?
We're on the regular time next
okay.
week.
We're
yeah, we
get
are.
That over.
I think the Louisville game is a Sunday game. Isn't that right, Ressie? Or Saturday afternoon late or something like that.
Now, what's happened today? What are we at? Is this Belmont?
Yeah, they're playing Belmont today.
Okay.
Hey, they're not running at Belmont. They're playing Belmont. And I think they play at noon, but we've got a pregame show starting at 11 o'clock. And as I was saying, good morning, Mary. Come sit down. As I was saying, we have had 12 winners. Since last week's show, from Thoroughbred that were trained here at the Thoroughbred Center. One of them trained here and developed here, but she's down in Florida right now, so at Hialeah, believe it or not, quarter horse racing down there. And Jolton Jess is his name. Matt Fraser trained him right here. And Jolton Jess won the Crystal River Stakes. And set a new world record for 560 yards.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Oh, Matt Frazier's tearing up stumps.
He is. I tell you what. Anyway, here are the winners from the Thoroughbred Center, and we'll count. I already told you about Matt. Well, he had another one down there earlier, a couple of days earlier, the day before, as a matter of fact, also at Hialeah. Then let's see who else. Luis Jurado, who's been on a roll. Tanya Balmitas. Elise Reed. These are Turfway. Tommy Short won one at Mountaineer. Tommy Short won 2 days later at Turfway. John Paul Puchek won one at Turfway. And then last night, we won the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th races. Bang. Should have had a parlay going there, you know. But, yeah. Of course, I never hit a parlay in my life. I don't know why I would start with that. Let's see. Starting last night, who was that? Stacy Slovis. That's Doc Slovis's ride. Trains out here. One at the 6th race was Secret Citizen. Luis Jurado won again with Rosie Is Cozy, and boy, did she win easy. If you happen to see that race, she won about 12 lengths.
She did. I said 20, but they said 12. It looked like 20.
She ran like it was 20. I mean, she's beautiful, pretty thin, gray.
Yeah.
Let's see. Laura Bielmer won with Tostin. Another easy winner, two-year-old. He looks like a pretty good two-year-old, too. And then Luis Jurado won with another one at last night at Turfway. He won the 9th race. So the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th race were all trained here at the Thoroughbred Center. 23 winners so far this month from the Thoroughbred Center. And Mary, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
Get closer to that microphone.
Get real close.
Your little voice there.
It's been a good month for rerun.
Well, that's what I want. Yeah, and I figured it was. Or you wouldn't have showed up.
Oh, I would have showed up.
You would have showed up anyway. Huh?
Yeah.
Well, good. Tell us about it. That's great.
Well, the auctions were in December, and we did really well on that. It was sad to see the last painting by Stormcat go. I was kind of attached to that. But
yeah.
So it's gone to a good home, and he raised over $2,000 with that painting.
Great.
And
really? You got $2,000 for that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and at the Equine Center, we auctioned his halter, and he was the star of that auction, too. So Stormcat, I mean, he's still helping everybody, you know.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, you're going to run out of halters here pretty soon.
I think they have a lot, and they're very good. Overbrook was very good. They tagged every halter they had on him. You know exactly when he wore it, and I think the one we had was from 2007. So if they're going in chronological order, there's got to be a few more out there. But
that's super.
They're very generous, I tell you. The Overbrook people are fabulous people.
That's great.
So, but right now we have, still on eBay, we have some paintings all by Stormcat's grandchildren.
Okay.
So, and they're all reasonably priced. They're under $150, and you get one of our calendars with it. So you can have a gift for yourself and give the calendar to somebody else if you want. But
yeah,
always
nice.
Paintings on eBay. Just search the word Monet.
Monetigh.
And you can find something.
Yeah.
And if you want to see something in person, see what they look like, I've got one on display that's framed at the Lexington Trophy over on Virginia Avenue. They've got a painting by... his name is Pick of the Litter. He was a kitten's joy. It's a beautiful painting. So, I mean, if somebody wants a gift, and they can just go look at it and give me a call, and you can have it. So.
Yeah, that's that Lexington Trophy place where I used to get stuff for 5Ks and stuff.
Where is it?
Right? Is it before or after the railroad bridge on Virginia Avenue?
It's
right?
after you've gone past the Red Mile and you're going towards UK.
Yeah.
It's right after.
Right over the hump left.
Okay.
Almost across from what's over there,
there's a Holiday Inn Express across the street.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, they've got a new place over on Virginia Avenue.
Oh,
They used to be over in Garden Springs, but they've moved. But anyhow, they're good to us. They help us out, too.
That's a nice place.
Is that where Harley Sherrod's place used to be on Virginia?
Yes,
the painter?
I think so. Yeah, I think that's exactly right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, well, I've gone over to Lexington Trophy for years. Yeah. That's where you go when you're...
Oh, we're giving them a plug today, aren't we?
Well, they're good. You know.
They're good people.
You always got your money's worth.
I wish Michael was here to ask him about... on eBay right now is a painting by Roaring Lion, who was the grandson of Stormcat, and he's at Old Friends.
Oh, okay.
Up in New York, and we painted him up there. So his painting's up there, and he raced against Sean Avery and Fabulous Strike. And they were all competitors at the same time, and now they're all at Old Friends. So it's amazing, you know, how you wonder if they communicate, like, yeah, I remember you.
Exactly. Yeah, Michael talks about that every so often. Then they would have two side-by-side paddocks.
Yeah.
And they ran against each other in the whatever. You know, it's a lot of fun.
Well, yeah. That Roaring Lion, he was a war horse. I mean, he raced 32 times, which I think is a lot, you know. So I think somebody that's done that well.
Yeah, yeah.
But he did a really nice painting, too.
It's a lot nowadays. It didn't used to be.
Well, and Lisa's adopting him out over in Virginia for reruns.
Well, I want to plug this horse that we've got. His name is Eli.
Oh, I saw the picture.
He's over 17 hands high.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
sound. He's ready to go. And he's
wonderful
beautiful.
Head. Really,
I think
really
he had
nice.
A contract or somebody was interested in him, and then they backed out
yeah,
for some reason.
Happened.
But he is really fabulous. So, I mean, he's not going to last long, but...
Yeah.
I would say look at him. And then we've got little Dez, who was saved from the kill pen. And I don't think he's got much training. I mean, they're training him now, but he's looking a lot better. But, you know, somebody could give him a home or support him. Because
that's not the one we had.
No,
you.
No.
No.
We had Lionel and Wachito, I don't know, county. Only it's country. It's country.
Wachito country.
Yeah.
C-O.
And she put up a picture the other day of the two of them. She was out there calling them up, and here they came with their ears pricked and all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
They look great.
Yeah.
So they are two nice horses. The one is three, Wachito.
He never ran,
but he had trained. Four works, so he was in training. He knows something.
He's had a rider on his back.
Yeah,
so.
And he was out of a kill pen.
Oh, see?
Jeez, drives you crazy.
It does drive you crazy.
And Lionel, how many starts?
He ran 108 times.
And he's sound.
Oh,
yeah,
my
sound is,
goodness.
Sound as a bullet.
And smart.
I looked at him, and he's still sound.
And he's not, his ankles were fine. They were not. Bulging anywhere. I mean, it was amazing.
No ossuaries. No.
Better daggone legs than I got.
Well, give these guys a home because they sure deserve it. Yeah.
Well, and when I loved Lionel right off, got off that trailer, and I walked over to him, and he just started nuzzling me. Oh,
the lover.
You know, that's,
he's not a fighter. Yeah. He's a lover.
that just.
But I tell you what, the little guy had was really
yes.
level-headed little horse. And
yeah.
As green as he was. We'd put him up, you know, and Lionel would fret a little bit in the stall, worrying about the little horse.
The other one.
Called
little,
baby.
Little horse, yeah, we call him. The baby didn't care. He went on and ate, you know.
Yeah.
And then when we sent him to rerun, when we sent him to Virginia, they came to load him up, and Lionel didn't want to walk on. So
he liked it where he was.
He wanted to stay with you.
So try the other guy. So the other little guy walked right in, and then Lionel followed.
And then Lisa called me, I think. We were talking, and
okay,
the little guy, she calls him baby. She just lets him walk around the barn. He went stall to stall with the stall cleaner and supervised every stall till they got him clean.
Okay.
What a personality.
I know. And she teaches him to ground tie. Because I told her, I said, I'm not sure the little one will tie up. Because I wanted to clean him up a little bit before. And he came with a bushel basket of
burrs.
Oh.
And his four times.
I had to clean that up. And
yeah.
I thought, well, I'll tie him and see if he likes it. He didn't, you know. So I said, okay, that's okay. I just put a shank on him.
Oh, wow.
He stood there for the whole thing. So I told her. She said, oh, I just teach him to ground tie.
She's got a way. I mean, some people have the gift. She's got it.
Yeah. It's an amazing thing.
Yeah, she understands how horses think.
Like Susie back here puts them to sleep.
She puts them to sleep.
Yes.
Susie would
see me and they'd run. We're going to have a good week this week. We're going to, first time, going to Crestwood Farm. And going to do General Quarters, who's new there, you know,
yeah,
just got there. So we're going to get a painting by him.
Good.
And one by Get Stormy. And
he won $1 million.
Yeah. Oh, have you ever seen Get Stormy?
Yeah.
Oh,
I have.
He is so beautiful.
He is
Those
gorgeous.
Legs are,
beautiful.
Oh, he is so pretty.
Flashy runner. He was a front runner. You know, I've seen some films of him that they've got over there. So, and he'd go to the front, you know, and they just had to catch him. And he won over $1 million, you know. He's by Stormy Atlantic.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and Pope and all of them, the kids are just so nice.
They're good people, too.
They really are.
A lot of good people around here.
Yeah. Yeah, so. I liked it.
And then last week, for old friends, we went and did the Acousticats concert. They had a concert at Keeneland.
Yeah.
What a crowd. I mean, the people really came out for that, and they were so good in person to hear them sing. They're so good. I was disappointed that they lost the other night. But
now, they won the first round and competed in the
came
second.
Came in fourth in the
And it was fourth.
Final.
Is that what it was?
They won a trip to Hawaii.
Oh, that's great.
Well, maybe they got to go on Air Force One.
Wow. It was a big. I mean,
I'm sure it's less expensive than the other one.
Well, this is true. But yeah, they really sounded great.
That's super. I had heard a day or two before that they had sold 300 tickets in advance, and then there were walk-ins. So that's.
And then they gave some of the money to old friends.
Yes.
So I mean, that was very kind, very nice.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's why Michael was.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Talking about it. That's where I heard about it.
I should have known. Michael's got his hands and.
He goes wherever the money. He follows the money.
And he can sniff it out.
Oh, and he's good at it. He's good at it.
Those speed bills.
I got to take a break.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
All right. Well, last Sunday, Gulfstream baffled me, a 4-year-old filly by First Samurai, won the $100,000 South Beach Stakes. Baffled Me was bred by the Peter Callahan Revocable Trust and sold for $130,000 at the Keeneland September sales. And the South Beach went up. South Beach, that's South Bend. That's Notre Dame, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. The South Beach was her third consecutive stakes win and fourth career stakes win. Her previous stakes wins have all been at Belmont Park, and she's earned more than $427,000. Now, Baffle Me is one of 19 2013 stakes horses, 9 stakes winners by First Samurai. Listed among his 9 stakes winners are 2 Grade 1 stakes winners and Last Gunfighter, winner November 30 of the Grade 2 Hawthorne Gold Cup and of over $1 million. One of 2 Grade 1 stakes is a 2-year-old, and of graded stakes again at 3, First Samurai is the leading son of 3-times champion Sire Giant's Causeway, a stud in North America. Stands at Claiborne Farm for $15,000 doing the foal stands and nurses. Inquiries to Bernie Sams, 859-233-4252, and see the website at claibornefarm.com. Want to talk about my good friends over at the Clay Ward Agency and at Indian Creek. It's kind of the same thing, just closely. The Indian Creek's got a very nice consignment coming, the January sale coming up, too. Looking it over last night, I picked up my catalogs, and I think they, when does that sale start? The 7th, I believe it is? The 4th, that quick?
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought it was later than that.
Yeah,
wow.
It's a little bit,
It's the 4th through the 9th.
Okay, 4th through the 9th. Okay.
Wow.
Well, all right, well, I better.
Can I go through the wish books? He'll hide them now.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they've got a nice consignment over at Indian Creek. They always have nice consignments. You know, they've historically, they have had nice consignments. Sell a lot of good horses. So, you know, 4 champions, 6 champions, as a matter of fact, that they've raised over at Indian Creek. And the list of stakes winners that they've sold is long, long, long one, and I'm sure it's going to be some more of them in there in this January sale. So, yeah, give them a call over at Indian Creek over there. Number, it's in Bourbon County, of course, 859-987-7443, and ask for Shaq or Nikki, and they'd be glad to help you. And here's their website. It's IndianCreekKY.com. Now, they're closely affiliated with the Clay Ward Agency, and like they've been selling the world's greatest horses for I don't know how long over at the Indian Creek. Well, they've been insuring them at Clay Ward Agency since 1931. That was the year 20 grand won the Kentucky Derby. I remember it well. And Sweep All ran second, and who was third?
Uh-oh.
I think it was Mate. Yeah, Mate was third because he had won the Preakness. They ran the Preakness before the Derby that year, one of the years that they did that, yeah. And Mate had defeated 20 grand in the Preakness. But and Mate went to stud over here on Bryan Station Road, by the way. Give me get back to this commercial. I do digress. Well, anyway, the Clay Ward Agency is, as like I said, founded by Mr. James Clay Ward and founded right during the Depression and didn't make any difference. He had, through hard work and service and thorough knowledge of the horse business, he was successful. And that business carried on today by Shaq Parrish and Bruce Isaacs and John Hess. So give them a call. People who know what they're doing. That's the Clay Ward Agency in Paris, 859-987-1861. You can remember that, 1861. That's the year, I believe, that the Civil War started. Remember that well.
You were there, huh?
By golly, my grandfather was. Believe it or not, my mother's father was a Civil War veteran.
Oh.
Yeah, I come from a long line of losers. He was on the rebel side.
Well, he was on the rebel side.
Yeah. Well, Midas Touch is a champion son of Galileo, the world's leading sire in 2012, the world's leading sire again in 2013, The Sire Magician, winner this year, the Grade One $3 million Breeders' Cup Turf. Galileo has sired some 160 stakes winners and counting. Midas Touch was a champion 3-year-old of his year in Ireland. His Dam is a stakes-winning daughter of Darshan. Broodmare sire of some 200 stakes winners, 120 graded stakes winners, 8 champions. Second Dam also won stakes, and you'll find the names of 4 champions under her name. Superb family. Midas Touch is available for your inspection over at Warhorse Place over on Kearney Road. Also, Stan 8 Warhorse Place is a young graded stakes winner, Santiva, by Giants Causeway, out of a daughter of Breeders' Cup sprint winner, Safely Kept. She earned over $2,194,000. Giants Causeway, of course, topped the sire list 3 times, and he's a rapidly developing sire. 3 of his sons have sired grade 1 stakes winners this year. Midas Touch stands for 10,000 live foals, Santiva for 7,500 payable when the foal stands in nurses. Get in touch with Jerry Ashinger. Let me give you his number, 859-509-0053, or Dana Ashinger, 509-3157, or Rachel Holden. I got to get Rachel on the show. She's from England, and somebody I don't understand. 576-6208, and you can pick up those numbers off the website, and the website is warhorseplace.com. Righty. Well, we're chatting with Mary Simon here. And what?
Is Warhorse Place where Hurricane Hall used to be over there?
No, that's Hurricane Hall is on Georgetown Pike.
Oh, but the Kearney Road runs into Georgetown. I just wondered if Kearney Road was...
Kearney Road, if you're coming out of town, it's before you get to the... It turns to the left before you get to the overpass. The interstate.
Okay, because yeah. Kind of close then, isn't it?
Yeah, but
okay.
you cross over the
cross
overstate,
over.
And there's Hurricane
and
Hall
there's,
on
yeah,
the left.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know who owns that now.
I don't either.
I know. It, of course, High Petter had it for years and years and years.
The Weanling Man.
Weanlings. He used to come into Daily Racing Form and run these little strip ads across there, and it was always about the Weanlings.
Oh, how cute.
And he'd sit there and write them. I loved it because I didn't have to do anything. I had to write most 90% of the ads that came in there I used to write.
As long as you could read his writing.
Well, yeah, obviously I could.
Yeah.
But he's literate.
Yeah, he's one of a kind, too.
Even if I'm not. Yeah, he is.
He is. He's one of a kind.
Yeah, I'm very fond of High Petter. I mean, I've known him for years and years and years. A lot of fun. He was involved with Hackney Ponies and Show Horses and everything. And
and Foxhounds. I think he raised Foxhounds. He was always
He raised whippets.
Greyhound. Oh, is that what
were they?
Greyhounds.
Huh? Kind of like whippets.
Greyhounds.
I thought they were whippets.
No, they're greyhounds.
But what the hell's the difference?
They look the same.
Just alike.
Yeah,
one's bigger.
Yeah.
One's a little bigger.
Susie would know. You used to work for him, didn't you, Susie?
Yeah, he gave me a greyhound.
Gave you a greyhound?
So that's how I know.
Wow. Oh, okay.
And did you speak to him after that?
I used to give lessons to Anna Webb. His daughter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she showed
riding lessons or greyhound lessons?
Greyhound lessons. And I trained some racehorses for him and rode some hunt races.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. Yeah.
So it was fun.
I was going to tell the story about he came to see my dad, and of course they used to have show horses at Dixiana. They'd sold them all out, but they still had this big trophy room. I mean, it was full of trophies. And I came in there, and he was admiring. He says, I said, I love show horses, you know. My dad looked at him. He says, you're there? Yeah, I says, yes, sir, I love them. He says, you know, I've still got some Hackneys and so forth like that. My old man looked at him and says, I always knew you were crazier than hell.
It's costly no matter what you have. A racehorse, a show horse, it's going to cost you an arm and a leg. No matter what you
sure is.
I think that was the happiest day of my dad's life is when they found, I think it was 1947, they sold out the show horses.
Well, Miss Mary won her share of
Miss Mary Fisher used to ride
at the State Fair.
Yeah, she rode side saddle. Yeah, and
she's in the definitive book called The Horse America Made.
Yeah,
riding.
Oh,
yeah, they had really nice stud horses. They were at the top of that game.
Yeah, when she remember one time they were having a state championship something. I don't know what you call them down at the State Fair in Louisville.
They do every year, still.
Do they still?
Oh. Still.
And we had a horse in there. I forget what his name was. Royal Irish, I believe his name was. three-gated. Anyway, he was getting a championship down there. And the judge down there was noted for raising sheep. Well, there weren't any sheep on Dixiana. But about 3 or 4 days before the championship, here came this big load of sheep. And I asked, Daddy, what's the sheep coming here for? I said, I don't know, son, but I'm going down West Royal Red win the championship on Sunday.
He never did anything with sheep, and all of a sudden he's got sheep.
Yeah.
They weren't there 3 days. I don't believe it.
Very subjective sport, I'm afraid. Yeah. My aunt won the amateur three-gated championship down there 1 year. And, I mean, that was like in the 40s. Yeah. And its name was Golden Orchid. I mean, you know, the names were just so, woo, you know, it's, yeah. But anyway, that's.
They had a show horse stood there, a big chestnut horse, mean. Bourbon Genius, I believe was his name.
Yeah.
Now, he was probably
a Bourbon King who was just a.
Could have been.
Monster foundation sire. From Bourbon County, and we went up, when we go by hay, the back of the farm, or next adjacent, I guess, to the guy that we buy hay from, is the old Bourbon King stable.
Aww.
And everything. Yeah. Remember?
Yeah, I remember that. But Bourbon Genius was, I remember my dad was telling me, we used to get tourists in Dixiana all the time.
Oh, you did?
Because it was right up close to Man of War, you know, I mean, Man of War. People running in and out to Russell Cave. It's way back for interstates, you know. We're talking about back in the 47s, in the 40s. And he looked out one day, and here was this lady sitting up on the fence with her arm around old Bourbon Genius's neck like this, and they were taking her picture.
And he didn't have a good personality.
No, I mean, he was vicious.
Ooh.
He was vicious. And but they got by with it, you know. But he got her down before, you know, he took her something off, you know. But anyway.
The only other name that you could throw in there was Peavine. There were Peavines everywhere.
Yeah.
Hmm.
We had a horse down there named Great Dream. He was by the Gino. And been a pretty good kind of sprinter. Belonged to a fellow named Warfield Rogers, who was a good friend of Miss Mary's, and he was in Tennessee. And he was there. they were keeping him for Warf. Horse ended up in stud in Nebraska and stayed out there for a long time. Very popular horse in Nebraska. And 1 year, he was a leading sire winners.
Not
money-wise, but, you know, cheap horses. They won a whole lot of races anyway.
Yeah.
But pretty horse, you know, but there was a thunderstorm one night, and he ran through the fence, and then he got in a big fight with Bourbon Genius.
Oh, yeah.
And they got banged up pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, they were, you know, double paddocks and everything, but they,
yeah.
You
know, I'll be darned.
One of my experiences growing up. Whoops, I'm running behind again. Yep. Well, if you want classic performance, look to First Defense and Mizzenmast. Both have sired classic winners this year. First Defense Classic winner, Close Hatches, won the Classic Grade 1 Mother Goose. She's also earned $1,367,300, won the Grade 1 Cotillion, the Grade 2 Gazelle, and finished second in the Grade 1 Acorn and in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Distaff. Mizzenmast 2013 Classic winner is Flotilla, winner of this year's renewal of the Classic French 1,000 Guineas. Now, Flotilla also won the 2012 Running of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf, and she has earned over $916,000. Mizzenmast is also the sire of the 2013 Grade 1 Stakes winner Misdirection, 2 times winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint, and of more than $1,719,000. First Defense won Grade 1 Stakes. He's by Unbridled Song out of Honest Lady, a half-sister by Seattle Salute, a classic winner Empire Maker, and he stands for 15,000 live foal. Mizzenmast, of course, won Grade 1 Stakes sprinting on the dirt, and he's by the highly successful Cozine, and he stands for 20,000 live foal. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry, and see the website at judmont.com.
When Jackie and I moved to Bourbon County, that was about 25 years ago, we checked around to see where we should go for our insurance needs. The name that kept coming up was the Hopewell Company. So we had a talk with Ted McLean at the Hopewell Company. We've been doing business with him ever since. And believe me, we've been more than satisfied. The Hopewell Company is an independent insurance agency. They don't work for an insurance company. They work for you. And they represent a carefully selected group of financially sound, reputable companies, so they are able to offer the best coverage at the most competitive price. The folks at Hopewell are prepared to provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your insurance. The Hopewell Company in Paris, established in 1955 by Joe McLean, is a full-service insurance agency. Give them a call, 987-2347. Or better yet, stop by the office at 820 Main Street in Paris. They're nice people, and they do a great job for you.
Well, last Saturday, Gulfstream, the grade $300,000 Sugar Swirl Stakes was won by Heart Stealer, 3-year-old Philip of Spritestown, bred by Fairlawn Farm, sold as a yearling at Saratoga for $300,000. Now, Heart Stealer is the 24th 2013 Stakes winner by Spritestown. He's tied for number one on the North American sire list in that category. The 24 have won 35 stakes. That ranks him number one in that category. 10 have won graded stakes, 4 grade 1, and he has sired the earners of over $10,921,000 through December 14 to rank second, just about some $50,000 below number one and closing. Spritestown stands for $80,000, doing a full stands in nurses. Comparatively, the others ranked above among the top five on the sire list stand for $100,000, $85,000, $95,000, and $150,000. Eclipse Award winner Spritestown, by any measure, is one of the most successful sires at stud in North America. Stands at Windstar Farm. Inquiries to Darren Fox, Leanna Packard, or Chance Tim, 859-873-1717. Ask about Windstar's Dream Big program. And see the website at windstarfarm.com. All righty.
To work out of the gate.
Really?
Poor Joe. He didn't think he'd have any coming out of the gate.
I hope he had his galoshes on.
I know. He had to swim out there, and then, you know,
must
sure
have
enough.
Been, who was it, Tommy Short?
Uh-uh.
No?
No, it's Jane Bauer.
Oh, okay. Somebody.
Jane Bauer.
James Bauer or Jane Bauer?
Jane.
Oh, okay.
Who was it that won last night?
Tanya Bomedes?
Tanya Bomedes. I'm telling you.
Not last night. Laura Buehlmer won.
Laura Buehlmer. That's it. We were watching. What is it? HRTV or TBG?
Yeah.
And they messed up her name six ways from Thursday. That boy just couldn't get it. Remember last night?
Well, she's Dr. Ben's wife.
Right.
Ben Buehlmer.
Yeah. But it was one name after another. They messed up.
She used to ride races.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did. Nice lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of women getting better known as trainers. It's amazing how.
And riders.
Yeah,
and
she
riders,
showed jumpers.
Oh, Rosie's
Grand Prix. Yeah. Grand Prix jumper. Right. She was.
Oh.
Ooh. Who that's did? Hot stuff.
Laura was. Laura. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh,
she
wow.
Knows where okay. The middle is.
Yeah.
Keep a leg on each side. You'll be fine.
Your heart and your mouth.
Ah!
Oh, your heart and your mouth. Yeah.
Exactly.
Where are you from, Mary?
Wisconsin.
How come how did you get involved with this, doing these abstract paintings with horses?
Well, I was a volunteer for Rerun because it started as part of the Humane Society of Kentucky, which was up in Florence.
Oh, okay.
And that's where Laurie Nagel and Sean Wiley were. They were working out a turfway. Their husbands were working a turfway. And I lived in the same subdivision as Laurie. Somehow got
that's
to,
Jack Nagel's bride.
Yes, And so they started the Humane Society, and then I used to volunteer for them.
Oh, okay.
And then Rerun got so big that we had to separate. They had to go off and become their own organization, and the Humane Society went their way. So they needed. And then Laurie and Sean moved down here, and then I ended up moving down here because my daughter went to UK, and so I.
Said, you call him John.
Jack.
Yeah, Jack. Yeah. He used to ride for us. I got more pictures.
Oh, yeah.
I got more pictures of Jack than I do my grandchildren.
That's what we used to say, bless his heart. Well, how did you get to Northern Kentucky from Wisconsin?
I worked for an airline, and they were opening a base there.
Oh.
And they offered a free move. So I thought, I'll take the free move. You
it
know?
Must have been winter.
It was. It was December.
Get me out of here.
Well, I lived in Oklahoma, so that was I called it the armpit of the nation at that time because nothing was going on in Oklahoma City. Now it's grown up. So
yeah.
It's But at that time, there was nothing.
Was Oklahoma City with ups out there? UPS?
No, I don't think so.
I was trying to think. Some big something moved out there.
J.B. Hunt had the trucking company in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think. There was another big company there. I can't remember.
Are you still in touch with Lori?
No. No, Lori left the horse business, and I believe she's working over at the Humane Society now. She loves
in
animals.
In Lexington?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
We got four cats from those people.
Yeah.
Laughed at us as we walked away.
Sucker.
Exactly.
$19 cats.
Do you know that Betsy Custer, Ted Custer's wife, put on Facebook, they had a dog over there, looked kind of like a boxer cross. For 800 days, he was at the Lexington Humane Society because they didn't put him down. He got adopted. Just got adopted. They had the guy.
That's almost 3 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they had the guy that got him in with this dog. Looks like a cute dog. Don't know why nobody ever took him.
And boxers take a bad rap because they're big. They put them in with the shepherds and the pit bulls and stuff, and they're really sweet dogs.
Well, my only knock on them is they're usually wet mouths.
Oh.
They drool.
Yeah.
I can do a lot. That drooling is like a horse that...
Cribs.
Like a cribber. You know, I do it out.
I wish y'all could have seen that.
Yeah, I had to see.
She forgot the word crib.
I forget words all the time. It's just getting old.
Yeah.
Stinks.
I hear you.
And
so
then
she
can't
went
remember.
Like she's biting her hand.
Yeah, that was
so I knew exactly
on the symbol.
I didn't grunt, though.
No, he didn't suck a little air.
No. I know what I'm talking about, trust me.
And it's really bad when we understand you.
Yeah, that's
worse.
You know, we can understand what you're trying to say.
Yeah. But isn't that a fun story for Christmas?
Yeah, that is.
I think they named him Patrick.
Oh.
The dog's name was Patrick.
Yeah.
What a sweet story.
They should have named the own guy that adopted him St. Patrick. Or
exactly.
You know.
Yeah, that was a real cute story. I like that.
Yeah. Well, Mary,
thanks for coming in.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Give
Thank
me
you.
Your pertinent information again about
rerun.org. You can go there, or go on eBay and buy a Monet, buy a calendar. There's only a few calendars left, so thank heaven for that.
We lost us. A daughter, Betsy, took it.
Oh, she took
it's
it?
It's in her room.
Oh, well, okay.
It's in her room. I mean, it's hers.
As long as she enjoys it.
Yes.
So now we need to decide if we want to work on one for next year. So
yeah, that's
it's
a good
a lot
idea.
Of work, so.
Oh, I bet it is. Did it make a lot of money?
Well, it made enough money.
Yeah, that's good.
Right. We got the holiday dinner for horses that people can make a donation, and that's going on still this month. They can buy Christmas dinner for one of the horses.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Well, everybody's looking for money. We all need money. All the rescues need money.
Amen.
It's our country. I mean, we got to take care of the animals. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Well, it's certainly in the last 3 or 4 years, it's really... starting to mushroom, you know, I mean, to grow.
But you know, they took away there was a regulation, an inspection regulation that stopped horse slaughter, and they have undone that. So
New Mexico, aren't they opening up one in New Mexico again?
I don't know, but that's right away. And I haven't seen too much about it because last time everybody went crazy, but now they're going to open it up again. Mm-hmm. Hate that.
Yeah.
All right.
So, I look forward to seeing Michael.
Well, they'll be here pretty soon, I think. If Susan will let Doc out of the house, but it looks pretty good right now.
I know.
He said he was coming, Dr. Byer. Yeah. All right, Jackie, you want to do some announcements? Let me do this, and then we'll get back to it. Okay. But December 14th, the Gulfstream, our caravan, a 2-year-old colt by DeHare. One impressively and a maiden special by 3 wide in length, going a mile and a 16th. Our caravan was bred in Kentucky by Hare Forest Farm. Sold as a yearling for $160,000. That same day, Vadvada, a 2-year-old filly, also by DeHare, one that had won her first start in a maiden special at Calder, shipped into Tampa Bay to post her second win. Just 7 days earlier at Law, Mamduha, yet another 2-year-old filly by DeHare won the $100,000 Gin Talking Stakes by 4.5 lengths. Now, she's a Shadwell farm bred, homebred, and Mahua went into her stakes win off for scoring a maiden special at Aqueduct. So here's the count through December 14. From 20 starters, including 2-year-olds of 2013, DeHare has had 14 winners, 2 stakes winners, including a multiple stakes winner,
of nearly 600,000, plus two others that have placed in stakes. The Grade 1 stakes winner by Awesome Again. DeHare is siring runners for $5,000 live foal at Shadwell Farm. Inquiries to stallion manager Kent Barnes. The number over there is 859-224-4585. See the website at shadwellfarm.com. I really like that horse. DeHare by Awesome Again.
Okay.
It's not too late if you want some last-minute shopping to go into Quill and Tack and pick up something. We picked up a couple of little gifts for some our little buddy Dutcher and his little brother Gabe.
Yeah.
Gage.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, okay. Like 12-gauge. Boy, yeah. He is 12-gauge, too.
Well, he's a chunk.
Yeah, I tell you.
He's a little chunk. I mean, and goes like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah. Yeah, Dutcher's three and Gage has just turned one, so he's just Dutcher's. Well, they're both great kids, but Dutcher's he's kind of grown up in the clocker stand around here, you know.
That's the smartest kid for a 3 year old. He walked into the house and I had gotten the tree decorated, but I didn't have the angel up. I didn't know where I put her. I was looking
on the
for
top. You know, instead of a star, we got an angel we put up there.
He walked in and he looked at that tree. Now he's 3 years old. He said, "Uh-oh, something's missing." Yes, that's how observant is that? That's pretty.
And he loves books.
Yes.
So I've given him a couple of books. Gave him a book for his birthday, and he loved it.
From Quillen.
From Quillen Tack, and I got him another one, the Ernie series. The little donkey series, you know.
The donkey and the horse.
So he's got two of them now. I think there's a couple more.
He got one here. Gave it to him. He opened it up, and he got to the horse picture, and he bent over and kissed it. How cute is that?
Well, anyway, there's a lot of fun stuff at Quill and Tack and Leather over in Bourbon County, over in Paris. If you're going in from the Lexington area, just go straight into town. Don't turn left on the bypass. Go to the third stoplight and look on your left, and that's Quill and Leather and Tack. And it's
and lovely and fun describes Ralph.
Yeah. Well, let's narrow it down to fun.
he gets that beer spewing out of there. We're all going to have fun.
He'd fit right in with the Duck Dynasty, wouldn't
he? That's right.
Anyway, it's the nation's largest custom halter shop, and it is for a reason, because their stuff is first class. It's the best.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course,
great people work there.
Yeah, they support old friends, and it's a great organization, and it's right there in Paris. And it's Quillen Leather and Tack. It's QILLIN.com. Quillen Leather and Tack. Data Racing Farm Breeding Edition is, of course, on your newsstands now. I've just picked mine up. I haven't had a chance to really get into it and read it. John Sparkman has written an article about shared belief, his pedigree, got digging into his pedigree. Of course, he just won the cash call for Tourity, which I think is the last Grade 1 stakes that they'll ever run at Hollywood Park. It's closing.
Yeah.
Probably might be the last graded stakes. I know it's the last Grade 1. Anyway, that's too bad. I got to Hollywood Park quite a bit, and back in my youth, I saw swaps and horses run out there.
And now they're going to destroy all the evidence.
Yeah. And let's see, Patrick Reed is writing about Flower Alley, who stands down at Three Chimneys. He decided a good stakes winner for one of $200,000 stakes down at Remington. Of course, there's their comprehensive stakes reports and the sire list. The leading sire list is a synthetic sire this year. And past performances for Sunday, Turfway, Aqueduct, Hawthorne, Gulfstream, Tampa Bay, and the Fairgrounds. So there you are. It's a great place to read. A good thing to read is the Daily Racing Form. I started reading Daily Racing Forms back in the 40s.
I know. We sent the kids off to school. You know how you pack their trunks? We stuffed them with racing forms.
Yeah.
Go here, take this and go up east and
I remember
impress
when they,
somebody.
I can remember when they were a quarter, as far as that goes. All right, Jackie, you want to?
Announcements are slim, you know, because of the holidays. But The MSEDA, that's Mid-South Equestrian, Mid-South Dressage Association, Mid-South
MSEDA.
What's the E for? I forget.
Equine.
Equestrian.
Equine dressage. I don't know, but anyway, it's all those people that go around and do dressage, which looks better and better when your knees get bad or worse. So, anyway, it's January 18th and 19th. It's at the Marriott Griffin Gate Resort. It's the annual meeting. Saturday's lots of fun stuff going on. Sunday is a business meeting, but they're going to have a panel for OTT Mythbusters. And what that means, OTTB is off-track thoroughbreds. And you hear people say, oh, they're screwy, those thoroughbreds. Oh, their feet are bad. Oh, blah, blah, blah. And you get so sick of, yeah, they're crazy. You just get so sick of hearing that. And it's hooey. There was a little girl that got a horse not 3 months ago from Rerun, a thoroughbred that had raced. And this little, I think she's about 15, took this horse and sent a picture in where she rode that horse in a Christmas parade down through town. Now that's, come on, give me a break. So anyway, Dr. Kathleen Anderson is on that and Bill Wofford is on that panel. And Danny Warrington. Now, Bill, Dr. Anderson, multi-spectrum practice, racehorses, upper-level performance. Oh, she works at Fairhill Training Center. That's Maryland. What's his name? What's his name? Has that Graham Motion?
Graham Motion, Michael Matz.
And Michael Matz, yeah. So that's where she's from. She knows her stuff. Bill Wofford, of course, is here. He was the driving force, I guess, for years of High Hope, and it's coming back.
Oh, good.
Yes, the rebirth this spring of High Hope. And maybe he'll bring his gorilla suit. You ever seen him in his gorilla? Oh, yeah. He used to teach at Scott County High School, and every high school teacher needs a gorilla suit.
Of course.
And he'd show up every so often in his wonderful gorilla suit. Love him. He's
really moved him up, too.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He really is. So anyway, it's $45 for members, $55 non-members. Like I said, it starts at 9 a.m. to register. So go to mseda.org if you want some more information. Acceler Fund. Acceler also qualified for accreditation and money from Thoroughbred Aftercare Alliance. And I'll tell you, when Thoroughbred charities and stuff work together, amazing things get done. Like those two horses we had that we sent on to Rerun were picked up by Acceler. And, and everybody benefited. It worked out really well for everybody. So let's see what else we got. Horse Park is open Thursday through Sunday in the holiday weeks. Park is closed December 23rd, 24th, 25th, December 30th. 30 days, here's September, April, June, 30, 31, and January 1st. Couldn't remember how many days there were in December. Southern Lights is open nightly through the 31st. So, because, they don't get mitts going on out there. The Horse Park's Bit and Bridle Restaurant closed for the holidays starting December 23rd, reopening Thursday, January 2nd. Farmhouse Restaurant, I really like that Farmhouse Restaurant.
Can it get moody?
Excellent. It's very good. It's closed for the winter. It'll reopen in March. Now, I know that right now there's no horse shows or anything going on out there. Southern Lights, until January 3rd and 4th, will be the TNT Truck and Tractor Pull. So that's what's going on at the Horse Park.
Cool.
Oh, Thoroughbred Charities of America 24th Annual Stallion Season Auction. Ursel has kindly circled our sponsor's horses. Alternation, Artie Schiller, Blame, Broken Vow, Colonel Johns. I can't say them all. A Distorted Humor, Pioneer of the Now, More Than Ready, Mizzen Mass, Einstein, First Defense, First Samurai, Into Mischief. A Lifetime Breeding Right? Whoa! How about that? That's hot stuff. Macho Uno, Malibu Moon. I said a blame, too. Can you imagine? Spitestown? How's that grab you? Anyway, a telephone and online auction. Bid online or by telephone. Bidding opens at 9 a.m. Thursday, January 2nd, and closes 10 a.m. Saturday, January 4th. It's a great way to get, I forgot, Pioneer of the Nile.
Oh, yeah.
And Malibu Moon. This is good stuff. Wow.
Get him here.
Okay, let's see. Old friends. I'm not going to say too much about old friends. I guess Michael's coming. He's supposed to.
Yeah, Jackie. Let me interrupt you.
Yeah, not much left.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
You sure?
Wait a minute.
Not yet.
Flat out, multiple grade one stakes winner of $3,645,383 going to stand his first season at stud for $10,000 doing the full stands and nurses. Flat out, pulled off a remarkable double while winning the grade one Jockey Club Gold Cup twice, a feat bettered by only two others in the 74-year-old history of that event. He also twice won the grade two Suburban, another race with a storied history. And in the final start of his career, he won the Grade 1 Cigar Mile. The list of runners he defeated during his 29-race career reads like a who's who of racing. And after those 29 starts, 25 of them in graded stakes, 16 in Grade 1, he retired sound. Now, this was one versatile racehorse. Sprinted a mile in 1:32.4 in the Grade 3 Westchester. That was for a 1:16 buyer, the fastest buyer of the year for a mile. And, of course, the Jockey Cup Gold Cup has run over 10 furlongs. He also twice placed in the Breeders' Cup Classic. And here's a quote from trainer Bill Mott. Don't let his good looks fool you. This is one tough horse. By the successful sire, Flatter, Flat Out is North America's all-time leading money winner from the AP Indy Sire Line. Go see him. Just call Ken Wilkins, Diz Dempsey, and Mark Toothacker at 859-224-0030. See the website at spendthriftfarm.com. Jackie had her knees injected just Wednesday, and she's walking around here about 99.
I'm going in a starter allowance.
Pretty.
For old.
I was thinking of a drop myself.
Yeah, I know. $1,500, $500.
Anyway, she's been using Reborn, which has been of help, of aid to you. You're going to continue using it, dear?
Lubricin. Oh,
yeah. No, Lubricin. I mean Lubricin. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it doesn't help just those joints. It helps a lot. And, you know, I can tell when I don't take it. That's what's interesting. 3 or 4 days, I ran out, and I could tell. So I called over there and ordered a case of the stuff. Stuff's great. They're real nice, too.
Yeah, that's Lubricin.
I don't need the Reborn.
Colostrum.
Why, it's a little. Don't you want a little colostrum beer?
I don't want to hear about colostrum.
Yeah, right. Well, Wise Dan uses it. I mean, it's good enough for Wise
good
Dan.
For
it ought
him.
To be good enough for you.
Beer, too? I don't know.
What it is, Reborn, is like. It's a whole concentrated bovine colostrum. It supports the immune system. And it's a really good thing with the breeding season coming up to start it in on your newborn foals. And that would, you know, really, really help them along, you know. I mean, because they're always running out of colostrum over here at these vet clinics, you know. So Reborn would be the perfect thing to start in using. But it's you know, it supports immune system and horses of all ages, as I said, Wise Dan use it. Now, getting back to Lubricin, in addition to Jackie using it, they do make it for people, too, and also for horses, of course, which is more important. Jackie wouldn't think so, but I'm sure the horses do. They're both developed by Dr. Steve Alday, and both of them are endorsed, both products by owners, trainers, vets. And both are all natural. You don't have to worry about going through the spit box or anything like that. To put it simply, Lubricin sustains the integrity of the joint fluid, and it eliminates these injections like Jackie just had. And trainers that use it include Todd Pletcher and Tony Dutrell and Mike Maker and Jerry Hollendorfer. And it's a great product, and you can buy them. You can get the Lubricin at Old Friends, KBC and Horse Sense down in Versailles, and
also, you can get the Reborn at the KBC and at Horse Sense down in Versailles. It's lubricin.com, lubricin.com, and reborn.com, reborne.com. And the number to call is 800 number 901-9498. Well, races for two-year-olds are beginning to stretch out now, and runners from the first crop by Cowboy Carol are loving it. Through last weekend, 19 of them had won a place, two in stakes, and they're hitting the board at the major tracks, Churchill Downs and Woodbine, the Fairgrounds, Arlington, Gulfstream, Hawthorne, Law, Monmouth. Cowboy Cal is a son of three-time champion Sarah Giants Causeway, whose progeny also excel around two turns. Now, Todd Pletcher described Cowboy Cal as a genuine mileer that carried his speed over a distance. He was good enough to win major stakes at 2, 3, and 4, run a mile in 1:33 to win grade 2 stakes, and he won a place in 13 stakes, 11 graded, 4 grade 1, and he earned more than $1 million. Cowboy Cal stands for $5,000, doing a full stands of nurses at Pin Oak Stud, home also of Alternation, Broken Vow, Sky Classic. Inquiries at Clifford Berry and Nancy Stevens. Here's the number, 859-873-1420. And see the website at pinoakstud.com.
Sally Van Service is an experienced horseman, and that's a winning combination. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. When you load your horse into a Sally Van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way. And that's why for more than half a century, Sally Van's has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
All right. Well, I've got Steve Moody with me this morning. Steve is the author right now of the Fairgrounds sheet, and it's published by Bloodstock Research Information Services. You can pick it up off the internet at brisnet.com, BRISNET.com, or just about wherever they sell the daily racing form. Got a pair of stakes down there today, haven't they, Steve?
Oh, they got a big day today. I got about six stakes today.
Oh my God. I haven't finished looking at them all then. Which one you pick out a couple and which one you want to do? I was looking at the Sugar Bowl. You ever been to a Sugar Bowl, Steve?
No, I'm waiting for Kentucky to make their second appearance to go, I guess. So,
well, I didn't get
to go to the first one back in 51. So
I did. Drove down there in a 1939 Packard with five other guys, and damn near didn't make it home. Brakes went out. But anyway. Well, which one do you want to look at?
Well, let's go pick one of the grass races. The ninth race is the Deliberto Memorial Stakes. 75,000 3-year-olds and up, going a mile and a 16th on the turf. And full field in here. They got 16 entered. Don't have any changes up yet for the Fairgrounds. They were on the turf yesterday. There's a chance of rain today, but maybe they'll get through it without anything big, and it'll stay on the grass. Looks like to me, Ursula, there's lots of speed in this race. You've got Sky Ring and Adios Nardo, Mr. Vegas, Pure Tactics, Voodoo Storm. I mean, there's just everywhere you look, there is speed in here. It seems to me like this race has got to set up for something that could be running at the end. And the more I looked at it, I came up with the 10 horse in here, King David, for Mike Maker. And this is a 4-year-old. It's been on the turf 11 starts on the grass, 6 wins and 3 seconds. It's been pretty sharp lately. I think he'll got the right running style to be effective in here. He'll settle back off the leaders, and when they begin to tire after that early speed battle, I think he can come and get them. Rosie Naprobnik has the mount. And she'll have this one running at the end. I'm going to give him a a slight edge in here over the three-horse compliance officer. Bruce Brown is training this one. One has only started at the fairgrounds, and also is another one has kind of has a winning attitude, and so I think he's got an inside breaking from number three. Should be able to save some ground and have a little something at the end. And then the two horse, Daddy Knows Best, 6-1 chance for Steve Asmussen. He's another one that looks like he can be running at the end, and the race ought to set up pretty well for him. Tough race, but you know, if most of the speed stays in here, I think that it's got to set up for something to run late. So we'll go with King David here. A tough race, 10-3-2 in the Delberto Memorial.
Yeah. You got time to look at the Sugar Bowl real quick? I'm kind of interested in it.
Yeah, we can do that. The Sugar Bowl is the 10th race, 6-furlong sprint for two-year-olds, $60,000 purse, short field in here of 6. I went in here with the Larry Jones trainee, Albano. He was a third at Churchill his first time out, his career debut, shipped down to the fairgrounds, and was an easy winner his first start over the fairground strip. We'll just step up and try winners today, but most of these are, well, all of them are lightly raced. There's not anybody that would, I don't think, taking on winners the first time, I don't think it's going to hurt him too much. He figures to go right to the front in here under Kerwin Clark and try to take this bunch every step of the way. I think the main challenger looks to be the one horse, Be Well. Ran into some trouble in his maiden win, but managed to overcome it. And he moves down into the mount, down to the rail today, and he'll be running from just a little bit off the pace. He's trained by Steve Margolis, and Brian Hernandez has the mount, so I expect him to be running at the finish. And then the five-horse Sandbar for Neil Hired, Robbie Alvarado. This is a horse that's always seems to be in position, but just kind of not been able to give that late punch. Maybe today he can do that and grab part of it here. But it looks to me like it's kind of a horse race between the one and the three. I'm going to give a slight edge to the three, Albano. 3-1-5 in the Sugar Bowl.
All right, that's an Istan Colt owned by Barry Jones. Hope you're right. All right, Steve, thank you so much. I do appreciate it. You have a nice holiday. And Merry Christmas. And we'll talk to you next week.
All right, Russell, same to you and Jackie. And we'll try to stay out of the cold.
Okay. Watch out for that spiked eggnog. We'll talk to you later.
All right, Russell.
Okay. Well, December 12th at Aqueduct. Uno Duo, 3-0 filly by Macho Uno, bred in Kentucky by Judmont Farms, won the $100,000 Fickle Fanny Stakes. She's the 8th 2013 stakes winner by Macho Uno. 6 of the 8 have won graded stakes, 3 grade 1, and Macho Uno currently ranks 8th on the North American sire list among all active sires. One of Macho Uno's 3 grade 1 winners is Mucho Macho Man, winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic. Macho Uno stands at Edina Springs, home also of Breeders' Cup winner, Classic winner Alphabet Soup, sire of a recent Grade 1 stakes winner. Awesome Again, breeder, winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic, and sire of a winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic. Hall of Famer Go Zapper, winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic. And new for 2014, Fort Larned, winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic. Fort Larned also won the Grade 1 Whitney Invitation, the Grade 1 Stephen Foster, plus 5 other stakes for earnings of $4,471,322. For Breeders' Cup performance, look to the Stallions at Edina Springs. And a good place to start is with Fort Larned for $15,000 doing a full stands and nurses. Call the farm at 859-987-1798. See the website at AdinaStallions.com.
WLXG Lexington. ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Kentucky's number one certified pre-owned dealer.
Toyota Nicholasville. What price sells cars?
He's the fastest horse I've ever seen. Now, that's a quote from future Hall of Fame trainer Steve Asmussen. He's the best-looking horse I've ever bought. There's a quote from noted horseman David Ngordo. They're both talking about the same horse, Majestic Perfection. Sired by the late Harlan's Holiday, who currently ranks seventh on the North American sire list, Majestic Perfection won five of his six starts, was never beaten on a fast track. Four of his wins were at six furlongs. 107-1, new track record. 108-1, 108-3, 108-3, the latter in the Grade 1 Alfred G. Vanderbilt Stakes, beating a future champion sprinter. He posted the two fastest buyer speed ratings of the year for distances up to a mile, 117 and 115. He could fly. This year, yearlings from his first crop sold for $285,000, $230,000, $220,000. And remember, he stands for a stud fee of just $10,000 for a live foal. Stands at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com. Let me point out that at the sales and at the races, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit. All righty, well, we're starting in the second hour of Horse Tales. And we're waiting on Dr. Byers and Michael Blowen. Michael must be driving today because they're late. Michael was born late, I think. Anyway, well, while we're sitting around here killing some time, let me take care of the Kentucky Thoroughbred Association in TOBA, my good friend David Schweitzer, and talk about the winners of stakes over the weekend that were foaled in Kentucky, bred in Kentucky. And the cash call for Tour de Grade 1 with a pot of $750,000 at Hollywood Park went to Shared Belief. Shared Belief, bred by Pam and Martin Wygod. And, boy, he was an easy winner of that when he won by 5 3/4 lengths. He is by Candy Ride. In fact, the 1-2 finishers in that particular stakes race were both by Candy Ride. Who owns the second one after today? Owner of KM Racing, I don't know. Oh, yeah, KMN Racing. I don't know who that is. The Sugar Swirl Stakes, Grade 3, $100,000 down in Gulfstream Park. Hart Steeler won the ran 3/4 of a mile in 109-2 and won by Neck. She's by Spitestown, a 3-year-old filly, and she was bred by Fairlawn Farm. That's Dr. Bill Baker, incidentally, Dr. Bill Baker. And bred that filly Heart Stealer. Baffle Me won the South Beach Stakes, $100,000 at Gulfstream Park, going 7.5 furlongs on the grass. And Baffle Me is by First Samurai, of course, who stands over Claiborne Farm, out of a mare by Awesome Again, and was bred by Peter Callahan. Beat a field of 12, nice field. Forced her early pace and just won by about a half a length. The $100,000 Queens County Stakes at Aqueduct. Jonesy Boy won that, bred by Runnymede Farm and Catesby Clay Investment. That's, of course, Runnymede is Catesby Clay. And my neighbors out there, not too far away from us, a couple of miles. The Trapeze Stakes at Remington Park winner, La Major Fiesta. That's a Harlan's Holiday. Out of a Thunder Ghost mare, bred by Forging Oats. Forging Oaks Farm. The Spooky Mullen Stakes at Aqueduct went to Candyman E, bred by Nelson Bunker Hunt. So those are the stakes wins. Not a whole lot of stakes from last week, but there you are. That's that takes care of my friend, my good friend, David Schweitzer over at the KTA. Well, last Sunday at Gulfstream, Baffle Me, 4-year-old filly by First Samurai, we were just talking about it, won the $100,000 South Beach Stakes. Now, Baffle Me was bred by Peter Callahan Revocable Trust, sold for $130,000 at the Keeneland September sales. The South Beach was her third consecutive stakes win, fourth career stakes win, and her previous stakes wins have all been at Belmont Park. And she's earned more than $427,000. Now, Baffle Me is one of 19 2013 stakes horses, 9 stakes winners by First Samurai. Listed among his 9 stakes winners are 2 Grade 1 stakes winners, plus Glass Gunfighter. Last Gunfighter, winner November 30 of the Grade 2 Hawthorne Gold Cup. He's earned over $1 million. Winner of 2 Grade 1 stakes is a 2-year-old and of graded stakes again at 3. First Samuel I is the leading son of 3 times champion Sire Giants Causeway at Stud, North America. Stands at Claiborne Farm. Fee, $15,000 to win a foal, stands and nurses. Inquiries to Bernie Sams, 859-233-4252, and see the website at claibonfarm.com. I think, now I'm pretty sure that this is true, that my good friend Hill Parker and his lovely bride, Hit Reagan.
Here comes Michael.
I believe I saw a sign up on the, right down the road on that farm, right down the road from us.
Yeah.
I believe that they sale pending.
Sale pending, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. And, of course, they've been in the real estate business for about 12 years, hard workers. And
yeah.
Boy, they had a Whopper sign down there. Did you see the size of the sign that they had?
Yeah.
You know, that's, but you couldn't miss it.
Right.
And,
nice piece of property.
We've been talking about that piece of property now for about 3 weeks. And I knew Hill was going to get that sold because, I tell you, nobody works any harder selling property than Hill and Reagan Parker.
Yeah. And this close to Christmas to do that, that's a hat trick.
I tell you what. Yeah. Well, congratulations. Anyway, I hope everything goes through with it all right. This is pending. You know how that goes. They've been in the business for over 12 years and in real estate business. And good people to do business with. If you want to list your farm, they'll work really hard for you. If you're looking for a farm, they've got the outstanding variety of and locations and sizes and prices, and they can just help you find that just the perfect farm for you. You know, they know, they're both in the horse business, and they know what you need and what you want. And uh-oh, my wife pulled up lame there. And anyway, they work real hard for you. Lovely people to do in business with. And I'm going to give you the phone number. It's a Lexington number, 859, of course, 608-8039. And they're real horse people, and they'll help real horse people find a just right farm or sell your farm. And you can't, awfully nice people. Fayette, Bourbon, Jesmond, Woodford, Scott, Clark, wherever you want to go. They've got an outstanding variety of locations and sizes. And go to the website, fun website, lexhorsefarms.com, lexhorsefarms.com. All righty. Let's see. Oh, boy, I've got a whole list of places here that he had for sale. And we'll talk about General Quarters. We mentioned him a little bit earlier. He's a multiple Grade 1 stakes winner and a millionaire. He's back in Kentucky where he belongs, and he's staying the 2014 season for $5,000 doing a full stands of nursery. Going to stand over at Pope McLean's Crestwood Farm. Good farm to stand. General Quarters won the Grade 1 Bluegrass Stakes at Keeling. He won the Grade 1 Turf Classic at Churchill. He won Tampa Bay's Grade 3 Sam F. Davis Stakes. At career's end, he had won a place in 10 stakes, 7 graded, on his way to hammering out earnings of $1,226,655. Now, General Quarters is by Sky Mesa, a very successful son of Pulpit. Stands for $20,000 over at Three Chimneys Farm. Sky Mesa is the sire of 10 stakes winners this year, 4 of them 2-year-olds, incidentally. Got a lot going for him. Ecology, the dam of General Quarters, is by Unbridled Song, and she's also the dam of graded stakes winner and near $2 million earner, Ashine Top. Second dam is a stakes winner, a graded stakes place daughter of Danzig. Nice pedigree. He was a runner, grade 1 stakes winner, and you're invited to visit Crestwood Farm and to inspect General Quarters. Just give him a call at 859-252-3770 and see the website at crestwoodfarm.com. Morning, Doc. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Even if I had to have Michael with me.
Well,
he must be doing really good then.
Well, he's insulted you in his second breath on the air.
I'm surprised it took him that long.
Well, I'm surprised. You caught a little dry spell here, Doc.
Well, I tell you what, I got up this morning and it was flooded everywhere.
I know. Yeah. I had a work in between. Well, we had thunderstorms. You hear the thunder? Yeah.
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 I waited till that went by, and then I dashed out and fed, took the dog out with me, and it didn't rain while I was out there, and we came back in, and it, and the good Lord started it up again. But anyway.
Well,
it's a Bonaparte Steaks today at Fairgrounds.
What?
Bonaparte Steaks. Bonaparte Steaks at the Fairgrounds.
Oh, Bonaparte. Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember Bonaparte.
Yeah, I do too. I fed him this morning.
Oh, good. I'm glad somebody got fed. Well, tell me about your trip.
Oh, it was great. It was really fun. Texas is a wide state.
Big state.
900 plus miles of Texas is all I could take.
I know. I hitchhiked across it one time.
Did you?
Yeah, coming home.
Somebody picked you up?
Boy, I tell you what, I got out in the middle of the panhandle. This was before interstates.
Yeah.
And I got out in the middle of the panhandle out there and about froze my can off.
Yeah, that's why we went the southern route.
Well, I think that was Route 66 I came back across. Isn't that the northern route?
That's right. That's the one that goes through Oklahoma.
Honest to God, I was stuck out in the middle of a crossroads, and I could see some lights way down the road, you know. Otherwise, we're just out there for nothing. You know, this guy turned me off and let me out and turned right. And I was freezing to death, and I could see looking off way in the distance. He came a pair of lights. I says, I'm going to try this guy, and then I got to get some shelter somewhere. And
he was kind enough to pick you up?
Yeah, he picked me up, believe it or not.
Nice.
Yeah, got me to St. Louis, and then about drowned in a rain at St. Louis. It was a miserable trip, but I made it.
There you go.
You know, I didn't tell you about New Mexico.
And that's the rest of the story.
Got it dropped off in the middle of New Mexico. And I had to have a beer for breakfast because that's all they were serving. It was early in the morning. I had a beer and, you know, pretzels or something. Boy. You know, that's all.
You know, no wonder you married this guy. You know, drinks beer for breakfast, gets lost in the middle of a panhandle with no transportation, just sticks his thumb out and expects the Lord to take care of him. I mean, well, holy mackerel.
I made it.
I know. I can tell. Really. And I'm very glad, actually.
That was that trip. The first trip, I thought it was going to be easy because the first trip I hitchhiked home, I didn't have enough money to fly or anything. I caught a ride from El Centro, California to Cincinnati. I said, boy, how easy is this?
Wow.
You know. Yeah.
Saved on gas.
Slept all the way. Just woke up enough to look at the Mississippi as we crossed over and said, yeah, there it is, and went back to sleep.
I'm telling you. He is getting watched over.
Yeah. All right. Well, tell me about your
trip. We had a great time. I mean, that symposium they have at the University of Arizona is really something. I mean, it's just there's a lot of really, really smart people there trying to do what's right for racing and get things done, make the future brighter than the past, you know. So the students there are just remarkable. You know, they all had these different projects, papers that they presented that you know, one was on old horses, which I kind of liked, and retirement. And the student that ran it, that did the paper, she did a lot of research. She called about a dozen places and got all the information together and presented a really good paper. And then they, you know, there were panels where they talked about the using drugs. There was one on the media that Chris Lincoln chaired that I was fortunate enough to be part of.
What's he doing there?
He's a local sportscaster in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
And he donated all of his videos of all those races to the Keeneland Library.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to thank the Keeneland Library, too, because they donated 3 file cabinets to us that they didn't need anymore. So we went. My friend Nick Newman, fire extraordinaire, went and picked them up yesterday. Thanks to everybody up there, Becky and Betsy and Kathy.
Matt Howard wants his
what, chain. Man?
And Matt Howard.
If you're going to talk, you're going to have to come out of that easy chair over there. She's sitting down about 20 yards away and no microphone. How long have you been doing this show, Jackie? You know,
you're Matt Howard said to mention to Michael about the rope or the chain and the whatever he sent the hay over with.
Oh, okay.
So there
we'll bring it back.
He's gone. He's out of town. So I just did my duty.
Especially the rope.
Oh, we can go steal more hay from him while he's gone.
There you go.
We'll fill it up and.
That'll teach you.
Exactly. Leaving town. When's he coming back? I got to hit him up for some more hay.
Oh, he's gone for, they've gone to Kansas.
About a week and a half,
something like that, because, you know, that's where they're from.
Yeah. They're going home for the holidays, eh? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, that's good.
Okay, go ahead. Well, I want to hear more about this damn
Well,
trip.
So I got you to talk to all these people. We're working with Corey Johnson, actually, about setting up an old friend's down at Kentucky Downs.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's going to be nice. Huh. And so we're working on that maybe for the spring. They race down there 5 days, but
is there some land down there available? Or?
Yeah, sure. They only race 5 days.
Well, I know, but I didn't know how much land they had there.
Oh yeah, it's nice. I stopped in there on the way back.
How many acres they have now?
A lot. It's plenty. They got 600 stalls down there.
Whoa!
Wow! I didn't realize that.
No, they're going to put up paddocks. We're going to have old friends down there if everything works out okay. But we started working on that at this, and I ran into another guy, really, really nice guy named Dan Kelleher, who owned part of Classy Briefcase. And of course, we had Classy for a long time. She died this year at 28 or 29. He owned part of her, but he's a marketing guy, and he gave some really good marketing ideas that he's going to present to us later in the month. So that's really good. And, of course, spent a lot of time with the Thoroughbred Aftercare Alliance and Jim Hasty and that whole group, Madeline Auerbach and all the people from Edina Springs. And they're getting a lot of really solid support. So that's really been great. We'll be getting our first payment for our share of the grant, the first year grant money next week or the week after. And so that'll be really good. And we just make room for more horses. We got another horse. Doug's having a heart attack now. He's going nuts. Well, we gelded one yesterday, day before yesterday.
So what's that got to do with an arrow?
Still got it. The one end's still working. That's the end you got to feed.
Well, this one might end up being a stallion. Actually, his name is One World, and he's out of the same dam as Beholder and Intermission.
Okay.
And I think he's Unbridled Song. Anyway, he was racing, and Alfred Knuckles came over last night to look at him as a possibility to send him to one of the, you know, kind of the lesser jurisdictions that are still breeding, you know, racehorses. So we're always looking for second careers for these horses. We'll see if he doesn't have one.
Yeah.
But okay. If he doesn't, that doesn't work out, we'll geld him, and he'll be fine.
I guess Fred Clark bred him, huh?
So, yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And I think Jerry Moss had him. In fact, Jerry Moss bought him, and that's how we found out about him.
Okay.
So Jerry sent him to us.
Ah,
very good. Always something happening. Stumbling around in the mud this morning.
Yep.
They're all looking good, though. All looking good. I'm glad, you know, Doug doesn't get around like he used to. You know, he used to run me down. He doesn't quite run me down anymore, so he can't get way in the back and see how many I got stored over there.
Well, he's got that he's got that car out there he might be. Oh, and he's got that Kubota that he could run you down with.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. But even the Kubota had trouble this morning.
Is that right?
Yeah. It was deep.
Place next door?
Oh, so Roy Cornett, our friend, bought the place next door, and we're working on getting the fence up over there, and we'll be able to move some horses over there. Ron Wallace is helping us with that, and Roy. It's going to be really good.
Ron knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Thank goodness we got him on board.
Yeah, right.
Ron and water.
Mm-hmm.
Water.
Yeah.
Don't forget
that. Don't forget that.
Just run the electric if you don't need to run it.
Yeah, put the wire. It doesn't cost anything anymore to put the wire.
Right.
And you can hook it up later if you have to.
Yeah.
And then you won't have to go around breaking ice all the time.
You have to talk to Ron. He's in charge of all that.
Well, if you
turn. They don't let me in charge of anything anymore. This is it for me.
except getting horses. We've got to get that.
Well, that's our whole. Top. That's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
That's our job.
Yeah.
Not making money.
All right.
I can prove that.
You just rang my bell with that one. If you want classic performance, look to First Defense or Mizzenmast. Both have sired classic winners this year. First Defense's classic winner, Closed Hatches, won the classic Grade One Mother Goose. She's earned $1,367,300. Also won the Grade One Cotillion, the Grade Two Gazelle. Finished second in the Grade One Acorn and Grade One Breeders' Cup Distaff. Mizzenmast 2013 classic winner is Flotilla.
Winner of this year's renewal of the classic French 1000 Guineas. Now, Flotilla also won the 2012 running of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf. She's earned over $916,000. Ms. Mass, the sire also of the 2013 Grade 1 winner Ms. Direction, two times winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Turf. She's earned more than $1,719,000. First Defense won Grade 1 stakes. He's Bun Bridal Song. Out of Honest Lady, a half-sister by Seattle Sleuth, a classic winner Empire Maker. He stands for $15,000 live foal. Mizzen Mass won Grade 1 stakes. He's by the highly successful Cozine, and he stands for $20,000 live foal. Inquiries are Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry, and see the website at judmont.com. Well, week after week after week, horses raised on products from McCauley Brothers win major stakes. And if you follow racing, you can come to one conclusion. They've been raised the right way. The latest is the graded stakes winner Heart Stealer, winner December 14th of the Grade 3 $100,000 Sugar Swirl Stakes at Gulfstream. Heart Stealer was bred by Dr. Bill Baker, raised at his Fairlawn farm, and the folks at McCauley's are proud to list Dr. Baker among their clients. Then on Wednesday, the Damon Runyon Stakes at Aqueduct was won by Sanrap. It may have been foaled in New York, but he was raised right over here at Darby Dan Farm in Kentucky for a breeder, my Medivue. Well, since its establishment in 1938, the goal of McCauley's has been to produce the highest quality feeds and supplements for the horse. That's why they produce feeds and supplements only for the horse and provide free with every bag of feed you purchase such services as growth rate evaluation, custom feed formulation, manufacturing, nutrition problem solving. For maximum performance, feed the best. Talk to Mike Warren or David Longmire at 859-873-3333. Stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. And remember, at McCauley's, it's all about the horse. Cape Blanco won 5 Grade 1 or Group 1 stakes. He won graded stakes at 2, Group 1 stakes at 3, and Grade 1 stakes at 4. He was a champion 3-year-old of his year, 3 in Ireland, winning both the Group 1 Irish Derby and the Group 1 Champion Stakes. And he won Group 2 stakes that same year in Great Britain. In 3 starts as a 4-year-old, all in this country, he won the Grade 1 Arlington Million, the Grade 1 Man of War, and the Grade 1 Joe Hirsch Turf Classic Invitational, and an Eclipse Award. Retired to Ashford Stud with earnings of more than $3,855,000. Cape Blanco is one of 30 champions, 165 stakes winners, 95 group of graded stakes winners by the world's most successful sire, Galileo. Cape Blanco's first foals will be yearlings next year. Stands for $15,000 due in a foal stands and nurses at Coomore's Ashford Stud. Call the farm, 859-873-7088, and see the website at coomore.com. Buck, it's great to see you back here. Great to have you back here.
Feeling good.
Well, good. You're looking good.
Well, I got to keep away from Michael. I think that's the...
That's the doctor's orders. He didn't mind me showing up the other day with a six-pack of beer, though. He didn't complain too much.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Got in that fat chair of his and just sat back and drank beer. And Barry Simon came over. We had a real party over there. It was a lot of fun. Now he's complaining.
Who came over?
Barry Simon.
Barry Simon.
Mary?
Barry.
Oh, Barry. Okay.
Dr. Simon to you.
Oh, okay. All right.
Used to run Coolmore. Remember that?
Yeah.
Or was that too recent?
Might have been too recent.
And he told me he'd be happy to come over here for the radio.
Oh, good.
I've
never had him on.
I think you have.
Yeah. He's very articulate. He's really smart.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to remember that.
Well, I didn't have a whole lot to discuss. What I got on to Michael about, I said, you know, we got to pay attention that these geriatric horses that are getting older.
I can relate to that.
Yeah, and but anyway, there just gotten to be a lot of attention to the older horses, not only their facilities, retirement facilities, but the medical aspects. Mm-hmm. So you didn't know what metabolic disease was 5 years ago, and now it's one of the most important areas of medicine because it's like recognizing diabetes. Mm-hmm. And so people like Nicholas Frank and some of these other researchers are bringing it to our attention. So the AAEP, Equine Practitioners Association, had an old horse, geriatric horse, panel with all, and they said it was one of the best programs. A small program. And
where do they have that, Doc?
That was in Tennessee.
Okay.
And so it recognizing that we need to take care of these horses that we didn't know had these disorders. Mm-hmm. So lots of stuff. And in the old days, you know, we'd know, pay attention to their teeth, their eyes if they get cataracts, COPD or emphysema, and when they got older, and then there were certain parasites, and so, but everything is recognizing these older horses because there's more of them, and so it's wonderful that Michael has highlighted on the lay groups the importance of all this, and the veterinarians are starting to weigh in.
Yeah. Well, once we've got home, we're getting a little long in the tooth.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Clever Alamont on January 1st will have a big birthday party at the farm. I mean, I'm going. I don't know if anybody else will be there. But anyway, Clever Alamont will be 32.
32 years old.
Ogygen will be 31.
That's stretching it, isn't it?
Yeah. Gulch will be 30. Sunshine Forever will be 29.
Good night.
Prize will be 29, 28, 29.
Now, how old was Merrick when he died? I remember he was, 38 or 39 or something like that?
Who?
A horse named Merrick. M-E-R-R-I-C-K.
Where did that place name
come from? The old fellow that owned him owned all that property out there where Merrick Place is now, the Merrick Inn and all that land. He owned all that. In fact, that bridge, there's a bridge down there that was called the Merrick Bridge. They used to name the bridges around Fayette County and around surrounding counties after old horses, you know.
Right.
The one on the Russell Cave down here by Dixiana, right past the cave there, was named Matahara Bridge. And well, anyway, but he was, I think he was 39, 30, yeah, when he died finally. He was, I think he was supposed to be the oldest one that could thoroughbred, you know.
And I don't know, I could be wrong about this, but the ponies
live longer.
Live longer, and in most ways, I don't know if they are getting more care or less care because they're turned out. And a 30-year-old pony is not unusual.
No,
and you know we kind of had a cutoff that these horses that would be, you know, 20 to 25, they're over the hill, they're, you know, and now they're going on and on. And, you know, when I was a kid, I think a horse that was 15, 17 was old.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now.
Now that we're old, that seems young.
I've got two that at home that I trained. One of them is now 22, and the other one, I think it's, how old's Tubby, Jackie? Is he going to be 20? I believe he is.
Well, I got a thoroughbred who was a huntsman's horse who they retired at 18 because they have to go 4 hours at a time flying. And I hunted him for what, about 10 years? And he died a year or two after that. Uncle Max, he was old.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
And then we had a teaser pony. Ursel got him when he was, what,
God, when I was young.
And he lived forever. He must have been in his 30s.
Oh, well, easy.
Yeah. And he didn't do anything but stand around and, you know, he'd tease in the spring. That was it.
Well, and when they eliminated slaughter, these populations and become more aware.
Yeah.
That, you know, this guy's been here for 15 mm-hmm. years.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, again, the diseases, like the diabetic syndromes and the laminitis and things that they acquire or are all associated, they're all kind of coming together. And in the veterinary profession.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's one of the reasons these horses that we have are lasting so long. I mean,
you're taking care of them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, they get great veterinary care, you know, my pal here. And we're got our eye on them all the time, so nothing goes for long without somebody noticing that something awry. So that's really good. And then, you know, feed them right, and that's that.
Yeah, leave them alone, usually. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we overdo it as much as we underdo it.
Yeah.
And we're just learning.
Well, we're down to the four, uh-huh. And we blanket two of them, but they're just rain sheets,
mm-hmm.
you know, just keep them dry.
Yeah.
They're not turned out together, you know, that we got them separated.
Mm-hmm.
And two of them got a shed, so we didn't bother, you know, we don't even buy a blanket then. They just run in that shed if they want to, which they do, you know, using the cold rain.
Right.
But just take care of them, that's all.
Yeah, yeah.
Feed them.
Yeah.
That's it. Twice a day.
It looks like that slaughter's coming back, though. They've lifted that ban on inspections. You know, that's how they stopped the slaughter.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Right, and they've lifted that. I saw it the other day, about 2 or 3 days ago.
Well, that's interesting, but the it's always been the inspectors.
Right.
And so that's what shut it down. And the new ones, and again, how everything, what goes around, comes around. But the new slaughter rules will be horses only, no mixed cattle. You know, they've got Temple Grandin designing these, and they're state of the art. And they're all pointed towards humane.
Yeah.
You know, so
didn't used to be.
No.
Well, they have to do something about the shipping part.
Which one?
The shipping. They would jam 20, 30 horses in there.
Well, that's been addressed too. You can't drive into those places. I'm sure you could break the rules one way or another, but you can't have a double decker. You've got to be flat. The facility has to inspect those animals' loading time or arrival and go over them. So they're not just dumped and go on with. Yeah. It's
still a bad idea.
Yeah.
It's still a bad idea.
Yeah, we don't eat dogs and cats in this country.
And, you know, and who's going to eat horses that have Lasix and Bute and the Thoroughbreds in particular.
Yeah.
Anyway, don't get me started. Yeah. It's Christmas time. I do want to say something good. I have to say a couple of good things. One is a guy came on a tour the other day from Toronto, and his family came, and they were listening to satellite radio, and they couldn't remember which sports talk show it was, but they were having a debate who is the great Irish American athlete of all time, and the host declared it was Chris McCarron.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say Noor.
There you go. Exactly. I like that. That's a good. That's pretty good. That'd go neck and neck.
Yeah.
We're trying to get, you know, the, you probably know this, but we should say something about Hollywood Park closing tomorrow, which is really sad.
Yeah.
Land of Lucy is going to end up at Spendthrift's.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
And they're moving Native Diver down to Del Mar. Yeah. And I'm working with the people over at Spendthrift and with the people at Hollywood Park to try and get the remains of Great Communicator and bury him at Old Friends. So.
Good. Was he buried out there at Hollywood Park?
Yes.
Great Communicator.
How many others are out there?
Yeah.
I think,
who else is there?
I don't know, but those are the three that we know are out there.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Boy, I'd say it. It's in fact closing like that.
I know. It really is. It's really. It's
what
really
are they going to do? I mean, are they going to give more dates to Santa Anita?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're screaming about Aqueduct.
Well, it's. I like Santa Anita.
Of course they do.
Track, isn't it?
Great.
Yeah. Jackie just said they want to close Aqueduct. Yeah, it's a big movement to close Aqueduct.
Yeah. Property's too valuable there. You know, the politics.
Especially now they got the casino in there. Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
There are lines out the door just to get into the casino. You have to take a number. It's like a deli.
Jeez.
To get in line for
Baskin
your sandwich.
Robbins, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. On a hot summer day.
Well,
I also have to say something nice about Burton Jones. Burry had a horse the other day who won the display stakes up at
Woodbine.
Up at Woodbine. Thank you. Oh my God, when he remembers before I do, I should just quit.
Promise?
Oh my goodness, I'm so depressed now.
Greg's right up there with the slaughter, huh?
Yeah, really. It's really very unappetizing. Burry has a horse named Jose Seaview, who won the display stakes, and Burry donated 20% of his share of the winner's purse to Old Friends. We just got the check the other day. It was for over $11,000.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That was really...
He's the best.
Really, really nice. And then we got a call from the people that own Mucho Macho Man, and Mucho Macho Man's going to donate part of his winnings to us, which is really cool.
Wow.
So we got some horses to root for.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Where you were talking to the people over at Adena Springs and their rescue program for their own horses. Where do they keep them?
They keep them here and in Canada. They got a couple of facilities.
Is that right? Well, that's nice.
Oh, the woman Stacy that runs that is just unbelievable. She's really.
I'd love
really
to meet
good.
Her, but you know, she's not stationed here. She's out of. You know, I called over there trying to get her on a show once, and they said,
Well, she comes here occasionally. I mean, the next time she comes, I'll ask her. She'll come. She's really, really smart, and she runs a great operation.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she got a grant from the TAA too.
Good.
You know, the other thing is we're going to do some work with we're going to eventually – we haven't worked out all the details yet, but we're going to do some work with New Vocations and some of the other groups to retrain these horses so that if we get a young horse
–
just need rerun. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Reruns.
Be good. And then we'll take the ones that can't run. All right. I'll read that. All right. Somebody's going to pay. Uh-oh, I better leave now.
I got to talk about her, one of my favorite horses. December 14th at Gulfstream, Al Caravan, a two-year-old colt by De Her, won impressively in a maiden special. He won by 3 lengths, going 1 mile and 16th. Al Caravan was bred in Kentucky by Hare Forest Farm. Sold as a yearling for $160,000. That same day, Vadvada, a two-year-old filly by De Her, won her first start in a maiden special at Calder. She won her first start in a maiden special call, and then she shipped into Tampa Bay and posted her second win just 7 days earlier at Law Mamduha. I don't know how I pronounce some of these names.
You did a fabulous job.
Yet another two-year-old filly by De Her won the $100,000 Gin Talking Stakes by 4.5 lengths.
You got that pretty good.
Yeah, I can handle gin. Shadwell Farm Homebred, Madula went into her stakes win off of scoring a maiden special at Aqueduct. So here's the count through December 14th. From 20 starters, including two-year-olds of 2013, De Harris had 14 winners, 2 stakes winners, and including a multiple graded stakes winner of nearly $600,000, plus 2 others that have placed in stakes. A grade 1 stakes winner by Awesome Again, De Her, siring runners for $5,000 live foal at Shadwell Farm. Inquiries to stallion manager Kent Barnes at 859-224-4585 and see the website at shadwellfarm.com.
Sally Van Service has been in business for more than 60 years, and during that time, many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack were entrusted to their care. And they've learned a lot along the way. It's pretty obvious that their vehicles and equipment are in tip-top condition. But the single most important safety factor is the ability and the experience of the person behind the wheel. They're extremely proud of their drivers at Sally Van Service. They're experienced drivers and experienced horsemen. And that's a winning combination. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. When you load your horse into a Sally van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way. And that's why for more than half a century, Sally Vans has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
But 2 years my candy ride ran 1-2 in the grade 1 $750,000 cash call for Tour de last Saturday. The winner, by nearly 6 lengths, became the 8th grade 1 stakes winner for her sire. One of those 8 grade 1 stakes winners is Sydney's Candy, standing for $15,000, payable when the foal stands and nurses at Windstar Farm. Now, Sydney's Candy, after setting a new track record, breaking his maiden as a 2-year-old at Del Mar, went on to win 6 graded stakes at 3-4 for earnings of over $1,104,000. Defeated Looking at Lucky in the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby. Won Saratoga's 4-star Dave. Set a new course record for 1 1/16 on Del Mar's grass in the Grade 2 La Jolla Handicap. Sprinted 1:33.3 to take the Grade 3 Sir Beaufort Stakes at Santa Anita. He had brilliant speed. Sydney's Candy's first crop wheelings were 100% sold and they averaged $85,786 this year. So he's siring superb individuals. Your inspection is invited. Just get in touch with Darren Fox, Leanna Packard, or Chance Tim. Here's their number. It's an 859 number, 873-1717. Ask about the Dream Big incentives at Windstar Farm and see the website at windstarfarm.com. All righty. Let me see what I was going to do now. Are you guys about through? Or
yeah, whatever you say, boss.
I don't know. I mean,
hey, can I steal any of these racing forums? Can I steal any of the racing forums?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
You can't have today's.
All right, that's all right. I circled the winners in there just in case you.
Oh, God, I'll be sure to ignore them if you circle them. Doc, thanks for coming in, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas to you
holidays.
Guys. Yeah. You have a good day.
Come visit us.
Jackie just got her knees injected, by the way.
Great.
I wanted to fire them, but she was going in and had them injected.
Nice.
Great stuff.
Yeah. Have I got time to do this?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. I want to talk a little bit about, I don't know if I've got time enough or not. I want to talk, read a little something from about Revoked. And boy, it's nip and tuck. I don't know if I've got time to do that. How much of this was I going to read anyway? I mean, I can't do it. I'll have to save Revoke for a little bit later on. Yeah, I'll just pull out my old This Was Racing and read something from Joe Palmer. And we will open it up and take potluck here and see what we're going to, not under oath. It's usually those are the best ones, not under oath. He wrote under that, this is chapter 3, under not under oath, this department had a reputation for unswerving truthfulness until approximately at the age of 7, would no doubt have it still except for leaving Kentucky temporarily at that age. But since then, various things have happened. Now a certain admiration is felt for a well-told falsehood. This is wrong, of course, but there you are. All right, well, let me see if I can find the one about Brownie Leach in here. That was pretty good. Let's see. Let me go to the index. And that'd be under people, wouldn't it? Places, people, not under oath. Touch of larceny. I should have marked this damn thing. Can't find it. Well, I'll just read this one. This is called There Was This Bookie. This one is true, though for obvious reasons the names have been falsified. And as they say in the mystery fiction, any resemblance to actual persons is coincidental and also as much obscured as I can make it. As you can tell, it happened in a small community. All the characters would hardly have known each other. There was a bookmaker named Spike McManus who lived and prospered and paid protection, reared his children, and ultimately was laid with his fathers. One of his most regular customers, Mr. Edward Murphy, was thus forced to change his patronage. Mr. Murphy was a horse follower, by which I mean that instead of handicapping or hustling tips, he picked out a dozen or two horses and bet on them whenever they appeared in the entries. He gave his trade to another bookmaker named Willie Banahan, who was not pleased. In the first place, he had tried to get Murphy's business for years and had been unsuccessful, and he was piqued at the thought that he was second choice. In the second, Murphy had currently got a fairly good set of horses to follow, and he was winning more bets than he lost. Bookmakers like losers. They will do most anything for losers, even to lend them rent money. But winners they do not care for very deeply. Came a time when Murphy also found the Dark Destroyer breathing in his ear with a surgeon named Dr. James Moriarty, employed to fend him off. The doctor came in to look over his patient and just before what promised to be a dangerous operation and found him deep in thought and the morning papers. "Say, Doc," said the horse player, "do something for me. Call Will Branahan and tell him I want 10 across on Cavalcade. He's running in the Detroit Derby this afternoon." The doctor phoned and found his man, it being then the local custom to pay off on the day following a bet, with the morning spent in casting up accounts. "Willie," he said, "this is Jim Moriarty. Eddie Murphy wants 10 across on Cavalcade at Detroit this afternoon." "Eddie Murphy?" said the book. "Thought he was in the hospital, pretty bad off." "He is," said the surgeon. "I'm going to operate on him this morning, and he's no better than even money to make it. But he still wants 10 across on Cavalcade." "Well, he does he? Said the book bitterly. "Well, tell him to hold it a while and give it to Spike McManus." That's funny. Yes, good ones. Let's see what else I can find in here. That might be good. I was going to read the one about Brownie Leach, but I couldn't find it in here, Jackie.
Huh. You better make some noise.
Well, I'm trying to find something here that I can read here. And just, best chicken fight I ever saw. Here we overtake a man in mid-course in narrative. Best chicken fight I ever saw was down in West Virginia. We had a fight going, and it was raided by some local police under direction of the SPCA. There weren't any chickens actually fighting when they broke in, and, of course, the bets were all oral. So they couldn't find any grounds for holding us. They just took the birds. Next morning, we didn't have the usual problem of getting people out of jail. We just had to go to get the chickens out. So another fellow and I went down to see about it. It all turned out that the SPCA had dumped all the cocks, 35 or 40 of them, in the same pen. It was dark, and they soon found some place to roost and went to sleep. But then a roar stood a-tiptoeing on the eastern hills, and a ray of sunlight went into the pen. The first chicken that waked up saw another cock next to him and promptly jumped on his head. And after that, one thing led to another. When we got there, there was a scene described usually as indescribable confusion. There was blood on the floor until it was slippery. About 4 feet over the melee, there was a tumbling mass of feathers rising and falling like the top of a fountain. What cocks were still alive were still going at it furiously. "The best, finest battle royal I ever saw," concluded the man. "And was perfectly legal. The SPCA had staged it right there in the county jail."
That's hilarious.
Here's another one. The story seems to prove that racing rather than a losing football team builds character. The wife, we know all about that here, wouldn't we?
Yeah,
the wife of an owner from a distant state came to New York to see one of her husband's horse races. The finish was tight, but she thought her horse had won. The camera thought otherwise by about 3 inches. After the races, she began to feel somewhat ill and decided to consult a physician. He started the usual routine of examination and eventually got around to checking her blood pressure and was considerably surprised when he got his little inner tube pumped up. Then he started playing 20 questions, a pastime which differs from psychiatry only in that in the first case you presume the subject is telling the truth, and in the second that the patient is lying. Did you come to New York for anything special?" he asked. "A horse race," said the lady. "One of my husband's horses was in it." "Did he win?" asked the doctor. "No," answered his patient. "He lost by about this much." Did you have a financial interest in this? Asked the doctor. $50,000 and a gold cup was the answer. Wow, said the doctor, who hadn't made $50,000 in 6 months. Just then the owner appeared to see what the diagnosis had been. Come here, said the doctor. Take off your coat. I want to take the blood pressure of a man who just missed $50,000 by 3 inches. He took it off. Somebody could have taken the doctor's. Medical history might have been made. The owner's was normal.
Ah, that's funny.
All righty. Let me do my spendthrift somewhere. Talk about a horse that I had occasion to clock out here at Thoroughbred Center a couple of times. Doing his early comeback. Well, flat out. Multiple grade one stakes winner, $3,645,000. He is to stand his first season at stud for $10,000 doing the full stands and nurses. Now, flat out pulled off a remarkable double by winning the grade one Jockey Club Gold Cup twice, a feat bettered by only two others in the 74-year-old history of that event. He also twice won the grade two Suburban, another race with a storied history. And in the final start of his career, he won the grade one Cigar Mile. The list of runners he defeated during his 29-race career reads like a who's who of racing. And after 29 starts, 25 of them in graded stakes, 16 grade one, he retired sound. This was one versatile racehorse. Sprinted a mile in 1:32.4 in a grade three Westchester for a 1:16 buyer, the fastest buyer of the year for a mile. And, of course, the Jockey Club Gold Cups run over 10 furlongs. He also twice placed in the Breeders' Cup Classic. And here's a quote from trainer Bill Mott. Don't let his good looks fool you. This is one tough horse. By the successful sire Flatter, flat out is North America's all-time leading money winner from the AP Indy sire line. Go see him. Just call Ken Wilkins, Des Dempsey, or Mark Toothacker at 859-294-0030. See the website at SpendthriftFarm.com. All righty. Well, we're having a pretty good month out here at the Thoroughbred Center. So far, we've had 23 winners in 20 days. And since last week's show, we have had 12 winners in 7 days, which is pretty good. And the trainers have said winners. Matt Frazier, saddle winner down at Hialeah. Luis Jurado had one at Turfway. Tanya Bolmitas had one at Turfway. Matt Frazier saddled the winner of the Crystal River Stakes at Hialeah, a horse named Jolton Jess. He set a new world record going 560 yards. Let's see. Elise Reed, saddled Nostrovia to win at Turfway. Tommy Short went down to Mountaineer and won with Madame Wasabi. That was on the 17th. 2 days later, he won at Turfway with Calcutta. Two back-to-back there for Tommy Short. John Paul Puchek won at Turfway. And then last night, we had the winners of the 6th, the 7th, the 8th, and the 9th races down at Turfway. The 6th race went to Secret Citizen, trained by Stacy Slovis. That's Doc Slovis' wife. They've got a farm right out close, really, really close to us. It's on Greenwich. It's right before you get to 460 on the right. As a crow flies, I don't guess we're 2 or 3 miles away from them. We just keep on going a little bit further on the same route number. Luis Jurado had one at Turfway last night, the 7th race. That thing won off as far as you could throw a rock. Laura Bielmer won one at the 8th race at Turfway last night. And Luis Jurado won another one. Luis has been on a roll. All right, well, I think it is about time for me to sign off.
Regular time next week?
Regular time next week. And I want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. And this is, today's the 21st. This means it's the longest day of the year, isn't it?
First day of winter.
First day of winter. Well, I'll be glad when, I'm glad winter finally got here.
Yeah.
Mary Jane down at the radio station. Thank you, Mary Jane. Merry Christmas to you. And, of course, my good buddy over here, Ressie Dukes. Merry Christmas to you, Ressie. And we'll talk to everybody next week.
Regular. And bring the sunny weather.